Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, did you catch that last few episodes of Moon Knight?
Yeah.
A lot to unwrap there.
Hey, that's my joke. I say those kind of jokes. Then you end the show, in the middle of the show, and then start again.
And I was thinking, you know, mummies and, you know, unwrapping, you know.
Oh, mummies unwrapping. Very good. So what do you think about those last couple episodes?
First of all, I'm pretty sure Jake was the one that asked the chick out on the date in the first episode. Jake was the one that replaced the goldfish. Jake was the one killing everybody.
And Jake was the one chaining him to the bed, apparently.
Too. Yeah. Jake was like, hey, no. You need to know. I just need you to know that I wasn't here. Like, I don't think. I mean, they kind of got a hint of him. Like, Mark and Steven know that they aren't the only ones, but they don't know who this third personality is. Because Jake does not come out unless it's to specifically stay alive. Which kind of didn't work out when they got shot, but like when they were in the tomb and they had just gotten the thing out of Alexander the Great's throat, that sealed God in the Alligator Lady. I can't remember the name right now. You know what I mean?
Alligator Lady.
Yeah. Godzilla versus King Kong happened.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. The alligator was clearly Godzilla because she was whipping Kaiju's ass.
To fight a giant bird.
Also, I'm pretty sure. Oh my god, what's his name? I'm pretty sure Khonshu was the one that killed. That killed Mark's brother. It wasn't the rain, in the tunnel and everything. Also, hey. Abuse. He came up with a whole other personality to take those ass beatings. That was rough. Like, I was like, hey, yo, Marvel, can y'all chill out? Like, y'all's Disney Plus series, usually around episode 5, just, like, get heartbreaking. Like, can y'all just, like, tone it down just a little bit? Because I ain't need to see some childhood trauma happen in front of me. Came up with a whole new personality to avoid an ass whipping.
That's a lift these kids to go today.
God,
getting them beaten. Nope. You're not gonna beat me. I'm gonna turn into somebody else.
Pretty much. Like, that was sad. Like, oh my god, this all of Phase 4. All of Phase 4. Loki crying after seeing, like, you know, like as he was like looking through the movie of his life, seeing his mom die. And seeing Thor grieve for him and all that. And then the Eternals, when Druig and everybody else is crying after they killed Icarus and all that jazz. Phastos, after he nuked Hiroshima. Like, oh my god. Okay. Is Doctor Strange part of... I feel like Doctor Strange is definitely the end of Phase 4. Phase 5? Phase 4.
I lost track of the phases.
I feel like Doctor Strange was definitely the end of since WandaVision to now. Actually, yeah. Started with Wanda, ended with Wanda. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Crazy. Indeed. And then, you know, just sprinkling some Falcon and Winter Soldier in there.
Falcon.
Because all of those were connected. From Wanda to Moon Knight to Loki to, like, all of it was connected. Even Black Panther 2. Actually, I feel like Black Panther 2 might be the end of it. Because, here's why. And Thor, Love, and Thunder. Here's why. We know Gore the God Butcher will eventually kill Bast.
Yeah.
Which is the god of the Black Panther.
Yep.
That is Khonshu's sister. We know that. We know Zeus is going to die in Thor Love and Thunder, played by Russell Crowe. We know Gore the God Butcher is just going to make a scene. We're like, hey, yo, kill Bast. I feel like he's going to start with Zeus and then go to Bast, which might be like, hey, yo, Moon Knight, get over there. Yay, hey. Hey, Jake, my sister just died. Can you go help Thor real quick?
So you think that's how the hammer's coming back?
Maybe. But so back to Moon Knight, like, it was a great series. I loved it. We got a new superhero out of it.
Dude, a motherfucker.
Hey! I was trying to help. Don't gotta smack me down.
Yeah, help is helpless.
Yeah, kind of like the Illuminati. Anyway,
no, their help is hopeless.
But
oh man, oh yeah, that reminds me. So, do you find it funny? Multiverse of Madness spells out mom.
Uh huh.
And they release it on Mother's Day, and the mother was the main villain. I was sitting in the movies like, you son of a bitch.
Huh.
But
very,
yeah,
Moon
Knight.
Moon Knight. Yeah, I mean, Moon Knight gave us a terrible mom too. Damn.
Yeah, that was rough. This is all around rough. My thing about Moon Knight, I don't see Khonshu sending him to try to help Thor, because when you have someone who's killing the pantheons, not just one pantheon of gods, the pantheons of gods.
I don't care what religion you are, you can get these hands.
Somebody's out there playing God of War in real life.
You're not wrong. Gore the God Butcher is Kratos. Canon. Thank you. But no, I feel like Khonshu would just be like, nah, that was my sister. Hey, Jake. Not Mark. Not Steven. Hey, Jake. Get on this. Because the way he pulled up, the way they pulled up in the limo, Jake went in, dead nurses everywhere. And then they get in the car and Khonshu is just sitting with his legs crossed and his hands clasped together like, hey, man, how's it going? Hey, Mark and Steven didn't want to kill you, but, you know, I had a plan the entire time. This is Jake. Khonshu is reminding me of, Nick Fury-esque.
See, my thing is, though, so if Jake was in there the whole time.
Right.
When they went into the afterlife, which is pretty clear that was Jake in the sarcophagus that they didn't.
Right, the red sarcophagus, yes.
But when they got on the boat, when they came out to the deck of the boat and she saw they had two hearts and they had a bounce, why wasn't there a third heart? And they just like, why is there? You know what I mean? It would have been like.
I feel like that part was just Mark needing to accept Steven. He just needed to accept the trauma.
Yeah, I get
and that's
that.
What, yeah.
But my thing is, accepting Jake would be, kind of accepting the parts of them that they didn't know about.
Yeah, they didn't know about Jake. I guess they had no clue about Jake until, the very last, three
right
minutes.
Right before they got shot, yeah.
Right. Well, not even then. After.
No, because when they were trying to find out where Amit was.
Yeah, the hippo.
And, that was the hippo?
Yeah.
Which one's the alligator? You remember the rooftop scene?
Okay,
oh, you killed him. I was going to ask him some questions because I got to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
Jake took over.
Jake took over and killed all those kids. Yeah. And then they were like, that wasn't me. Was that you? No, that wasn't me.
So that's when they started catching wise to it a little bit.
A little bit, yes. But they didn't know. They didn't, like Jake had not shown himself. Jake only shows up when, I can get us out of this. I just got to kill everybody type deal. But that last fight in the last episode was amazing. What's her face got the hippo god. She made, what happened to my father? Oh, you led my father through the river Styx? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna join you. type deal. So she's safe from Khonshu now.
Yeah.
She cannot. She can no
she's
longer.
Someone else's avatar.
Yeah. So I feel like Mark and Steven are pretty happy with that, but they still don't know they're being controlled by Khonshu.
That's crazy.
Because and they don't know about Jake.
He could legit say, you know, he no longer has an agreement with them, and then they don't have the suit anymore, but Jake does.
Yeah.
And just okay. Yeah. Whenever I want to use you, you're just gonna go in the dark when Jake takes over, and then he'll be Moon Knight for me. And
yeah,
you'll wake up lost somewhere.
Somewhere. Do you feel like it was Jake that like dropped from the in the first episode that like, fell out of the building? Do you think that was Jake, or do you think that was
just given how things have gone? No, I think that was Mark.
The devil in my
because mind. Like all right, so it's like levels to it. Like Steven is the punk. He's gonna talk his way out of it. He has the information. He knows all the Egyptian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where he shines. If they need information, they need him. Mark is like the in-between. Like, yeah, he'll kill people. He can fight. You know, he knows a little bit. Like, he's the in-between. He's the balance. And then Jake is just murder. He's just murder walking. Like, he didn't know how to do anything but kill. You take him out for breakfast, he has to kill somebody. I wanted these eggs over easy. So, like, that's just how I see it. Like, from what I got from the series, because, like, he literally only comes out when it's time for murder. And, yeah.
It was only when it was looking bad that Jake came out. Now, that being said, question for you. If Doctor Strange hit him with the force palm and did the astro projection thing, which personality would pop out?
Like who, I don't know. They could play it a couple different ways. So either you have it where whoever's in charge of body at the time, they're the one that goes into the astro field or astro plane. Or maybe all three of them come out. Maybe. And then all three of them go back at the same time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But I definitely need Steven and Mark to have a conversation with Jake. Or Jake to have a conversation with him. Like, hey, I'm still working with Khonshu. Deal with it. Or I'll kill us all. Wait, what? I'll do it. Pulls a gun to it. I'll fucking do it. Oh, man. And Khonshu's like, hey, hold on. We don't need all that.
As long as Khonshu's alive, he can't die, though.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I don't think they're going to do a Moon Knight season 2. I think it's just going to be cameos from this point on, but I would love to see some more.
I could see them. They're going to have a season 2, but much later.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. I mean, we got Loki season 2 coming. We got Iron Wars, which is essentially Falcon and Winter Soldier season 2. Don Cheadle and the Punisher working together. Hey.
That's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool. I mean, technically,
Boom, looking for this. Look. I don't care what you say. Did you hear the whole story? Did you pay attention?
Yes, I paid. Yes.
In real life, that is a hell of a story. It's just he was talking to Thor. Like, why are you telling Thor?
Thor has literally blown up planets, has been blasted by a star, has killed Titans.
This other guy is literally the captain of a cold country, Captain America. And has, like, historically done this all day, apparently. So
right. And then boom, looking for this.
Like, what was it? One of my favorite scenes is that Age of Ultron, that fighting scene that they start off in. You pay attention. Cap comes in on a motorcycle, and like he's coming up to some soldiers, and he kind of jumps and like flips and throws the motorcycle at him.
Right.
And then lands on his feet. Like, War Machine ain't doing that.
No. I'm pretty sure Black Widow, Hawkeye have more impressive stories than Rhodey does.
That might be about his level.
Yeah.
But Hawkeye is about his level. So I don't see Hawkeye getting into it. Not until he went into the Ronin character. He wasn't in it like Black Widow was. I
mean, yo, honestly, just give Ronin the Green Goblin serum, and he's good to go.
Why he gotta add a Green Goblin serum?
I don't know.
Give him extremists that Iron Man has perfected and not told anybody, I'm sure. Right, give him that and let him go to work. Oh,
God. No, you bring down a whole country.
It's like, for real, that's Hawkeye's only issue is his endurance, like, at this point. Like,
He's a master assassin.
He's a regular human, so he can't keep up with, you know, he gets tired. But, like, if he didn't.
Yeah.
A master assassin and a spy. And he can hold his own, too.
He can't hold his own.
He was doing sword fights against Yakuza, like.
Yeah.
And that's their weapon of choice. Like.
Yeah, he was. Like, toe-to-toe with Black Panther. A Wakandan-trained soldier.
An argument could be made that they weren't.
I mean, yeah, Killmonger.
They weren't trying to.
Hi, I'm Clint. I don't care. Anyway, so Moon Knight, damn it.
Yeah, Moon Knight.
So I feel like what this means for Thor, I feel like it's opened a lot of doors for Thor. Like I said, Bast and Zeus are going to get clapped. But eventually, like, Thor might go for Moon Knight for help because Khonshu's going to be pissed that, like, gods are just, like, disappearing. Like, it's going to upset some balance. And then comes in the Midnight Suns, like Ghost Rider and Doctor Strange would definitely be like, oh, gods are dying? Yeah, let me get in on this.
Get on this as they kill some gods himself?
No.
I never know with Doctor Strange these days.
I mean, certain Doctor Stranges are up there absorbing.
Doctor Strange is like laying in the bed sleeping, that eye on his forehead just opens, his other eye is still closed.
Yeah.
They're killing gods?
Nah, not on my watch. Hey, fix his watch.
Yeah. Oh, another side note. So I looked through the comic books, the Doctor Strange comic books. There are some times where he has the eye on his forehead, and usually that means he's using the Eye of Agamotto.
Mm-hmm.
It's that link to that higher power, the extra-dimensional power. So I don't know what they meant by it in the movies. I kind of took it as though they were throwing a hint that he's down the same path as the dark Doctor Strange that he killed.
See?
Yeah.
See?
That's how I took it, personally. It's like,
We'll see. We'll see. As said, Doctor Strange will return.
Yeah, he'll return.
To the dark side.
Didn't they say Wanda was gonna return at the end of WandaVision? Look how she returned.
In a puff of red smoke. Evil. Got it. Yes. Evil. Puff of red
smoke. Yeah. That still hurts.
Evil!
Okay.
Evil.
Patrick Stewart will always be the only Professor X. No. McAvoy did okay. He does okay. But still. It still hurt.
But yeah, man, I'm just excited. The Thor: Love and Thunder trailer. We got to see Jane Foster, and we know comic book wise, she has cancer, and she's going through chemo. But every time she turns into the mighty Thor, it rejects the chemotherapy coursing through her body. So every time she turns into Thor, she gets weaker in human mode. So eventually she will die. And we know Thor is just like, oh, Jane, you died? All right, cool. Hey, Valkyries, new recruit for you. So we're going to see Jane die and then not die. I'm calling that right now. If they decide to go that route, which is the best route they should go as far as Gore the God Butcher and
My
Jane.
My only thing is, I don't know how I'm going to be able to deal with two Thors.
I mean, the same way you dealt with Captain America and Thor. The same way. one's stronger than the other. That's all.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Like, Captain America, he grew on me. He's the man. But, like,
it's Patton May, Chris. It's Patton May.
That's why they keep showing movies.
Thor, you're breaking my heart. You turned her against me. And then she grabs a hammer. Nah, Anakin. It's Patton May. A lot of people don't realize.
Oh, God, you did that to yourself.
Right. A lot of people don't realize that Patton May and Jane Foster are the same character.
Yeah, I get that. But all I'm saying is, like, it's going to feel like, I don't know, maybe they'll do it better than I think. But just, you ever play, what was it?
Series of Heroes?
Series of Heroes?
No.
It was a DC game where, like, you could be any of the Justice League. It is an online MMO. Mm-hmm. But everybody was just the Flash. You run into mobs of the Flash. It might be like 10 Flashes run up on you. And it was over. Game over. It didn't matter who you were because they were so fast and they get so many hit points in. It's just like, it didn't matter. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you have two of the same power sets, like, it's, Because Cap was still his own person, even though he used the hammer. You knew, like, Cap had his own fighting style, his own things. But, like, I feel like she's just going to be like early Thor, relying on the hammer a lot, you know, like, bunch of lightning, bunch of throwing, bunch of flying. And we already got a big guy for that. And he got in shape for us to do it. So
let's about Captain America Thor, he incorporated, he immediately incorporated the hammer into his usual fighting style. Yeah. He threw the shield and threw the hammer at the shield and did like this whole ricochet thing. I was like, yeah, hey, yo!
No, but like if you paid attention, like Endgame was like, basically Endgame took all of the movies so far and smashed it together. And Endgame came out. So that the Thor hammer move, he's done that twice with Thor. The first time was when they fought in the forest. Thor, right. Iron Man, and Cap. And Thor tried to hit him, and he got behind the shield. Somehow he fits his whole body behind the shield every
he's
time.
Small.
But either way, efficient. Make sure no nothing hits like the little edge. Don't
right.
Touch that phony bone or nothing.
Oh, but no. Like,
you just imagine. He came behind the shield. Ah, somebody hit him. He's like,
shit. Didn't expect you to aim there.
But no, it showed that the shield would reflect Thor's energy and send a shockwave. Then in the first Avengers movie, they did it. Then they did it in Age of Ultron, actually, as well. And then, so, like, it was only right that in Endgame, once he had the hammer and the shield, he's like, I'm Thor and Captain America.
Yeah. I mean, and in Endgame, Thor shot lightning at the back of Iron Man's suit, and Iron Man could do the big old beam.
Because that happened in that forest fight, too.
Yeah, it did. Functions fully recharged. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was because of Whiplash.
Yeah.
Like I love watching Iron Man movies. You know I'm a big Iron Man fan.
I know.
But like, if you watch his movies, whatever problem he had in this movie, later on,
it's not a problem.
It works for him. Yep. It's something to help him. Like, so, like, yeah.
Mm. So, Moon Knight series, where would you put it amongst the Disney Plus series?
Amongst the series, all right.
Amongst
so
the series, Wanda, Falcon Winter Soldier, Loki.
Are we missing one?
I feel like we are.
Falcon,
Loki,
Wanda, Loki. What else was there?
I think that's it. Hawkeye, damn.
Ooh.
Yep, that.
Well, he's not the winner.
I'm throwing it above WandaVision.
Like, if I had to count it down,
but below Loki.
Yeah, I was about to say, if I had to count it down, Loki's number one. Mm-hmm. I go Loki. I mean, I kind of like Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it was like its own little story. Yeah.
It just wasn't as epic as the other series.
Right. I mean, we got to see King. Oh,
speaking
not
of
Kingpin.
Yeah, that's what my wife said. So, like, we're watching one episode a week of Moon Knight. Every time I put it on, because she's not paying attention. So I put it on, we get halfway through an episode. It's like, what movie is this? Like, it's a series. It looks like a movie. It's a series.
It's a series.
How do they start the movie right there? It's a series. But yeah, so like, I guess it'd be like
Loki
Moon Knight,
Wanda.
No, like
Falcon.
And the more I think about it, like Wanda really was like four episodes for me. You know, like
it was the last four episodes
when she drugged the drone out and threw it outside of her barrier.
That's when it started.
Yeah, that's when the WandaVision started to be like.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think WandaVision's right above Hawkeye.
Damn, really?
Hawkeye was like a good, fun ride, but it just, I wouldn't watch it.
We got to see Kingpin, and, you know, we got to see Daredevil show up in Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah, we got to see Kingpin, but after Spider-Man, you saw Daredevil. It's kind of like, yeah, so what? And then after Multiverse of Madness, and you see all these other cameos, Kingpin's not as big as he was back then anymore.
He's still huge. Pause. Anyway.
Well, we'll leave you to that information if that's what you know.
Hey, you know what? Leave your kingpins at the door. You know what they always say. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
You're the band.
I feel like that was...